Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. Now let's begin with the show. Relationships as a tool for transformation. Oh my God, what a subject, really. I mean, we can all talk about relationships and how much they've affected us all of our lives. It starts with relationship to our family, to our siblings, to our parents. Then it continues with our first love, our first broken heart. It continues with relationships maybe with teachers in our lives, how they treated us as a student. And so we are truly affected by relationships in ways that is probably barely comparable to anything else. Even in the way, if you have a physical illness, the way you're treated by someone who's taking care of you, a caretaker, all of these relationships have so much to tell you. So much to tell you about your own self, your relationship with yourself, where it is that you might need to pay more attention or give more love to yourself. And we talked last week about the fact that this is a year of miracles, completion, purging, cleansing to make room for a greater light to come in. So relationships will be an important part in 2016, an important part of the path of transformation that humanity is going through, because they will show you at any point in time where you are at on your path of transformation, how far you've come, how far you're willing to have trust and faith in the power of love again. Remember that at the core of humanity is that fear of losing the connection again from the love that is God, source, creator, all that is. In the beginning, there was all that is. And it was all that is. It was a vastness of all that is. And to be able to experience what it was, it chose to create the illusion of splitting itself up into all these different aspects. And so the initial split was created, the initial illusion of separation, and the initial creation of a relationship. And this initial split was at first a huge shock to the system, because to understand and experience all oneness, you also have to experience separation and that feeling of loneliness. And so you've heard the first cut is the deepest, so that initial split is within the core DNA of the human body, the human soul, the human self. And so there is a fear of opening up to that incredible love again. There's almost that sense of sometimes it is more comfortable to stay in the suffering and the misery that you're familiar with because you know what you have, instead of opening yourself up to that greater love out of fear that you're only going to experience losing it again. And often in a relationship, we do feel that fear that at any moment the other shoe is going to drop and something is going to happen that will interfere with that love that we're experiencing. And because the vibrational frequency on Earth is continuously going up, it's continuously raising, we are often now in a place where instant manifestation can take place. And so our fears are being reflected back to us very quickly in a way that it's shown to us where we still have not allowed ourselves to move into a place of love and peace. And so when we're afraid of not receiving the attention that we're seeking, well, guess what? That's exactly what's going to happen. And the same with respect or nurturing and understanding. Often, we don't listen to our own self. We don't nurture our own self enough. And so how can we then expect someone else to do that for us if we are not willing to truly stand up for ourselves, for what we believe to be true, for what we feel comfortable with, and instead compromising our true self to make someone else happy and therefore denying ourselves to be who we are. Often out of fear of being rejected, out of fear of conflict, there are so many fears of us not being true to ourselves, and it can happen so easily, so subtly, that before we know it, we turn around, we become angry because we realize that, again, we've given our power away. We've not allowed ourselves to be true to us, and that's really where that anger is coming from that we have in relationships and the disappointment. It really is the anger and disappointment with ourselves because we can see often that we've compromised in a way that is not good for us. So we are leading up to Saint Germain focusing on this subject. And we've just gone through Valentine's Day, which some of you experienced with great bliss and joy. And some of you might have experienced greatly disappointed, feeling that everything that you expected came true in a way, sadly, maybe in a negative way. And there's hurt, there's disappointment. There is that losing in faith of wondering, will I ever be able to experience a relationship that is fulfilling? We always read in romance stories or descriptions in general of this perfect love. Does this perfect love even exist? And what does it look like? And the question is, what is it that you are truly seeking? Because often we are not even sure what we want. We know what we don't want. But the question is, what do we want? What do we choose to experience? What do we allow ourselves to have as an experience within all of all that is, and the knowing that within all that is, everything is possible. Everything is possible. And how much do we project our own angst, our fears, our self-worth issues onto our partners instead of taking ownership and realizing that if we want something to be done, then maybe it starts with us making sure that we are doing it. Instead of waiting for someone else to do it yourself, and then tread a path that others can follow too. So we are, because I always want to give the Ascended Masters more time to bring through their messages, we are going now for a short break. And I invite you during this break to take a couple of deep breaths, to go within and to look at the relationships in your life right now. Just take a look. Just see where you feel love, joy, and bliss, or what kind of fear is coming up, what kind of anger, And in his anger, there's always fear also. The fear of being misunderstood, the fear of being not taken care of, the fear of not being provided for, the fear of being rejected, the fear of conflict. There are so many fears. So take a look at that and take ownership of what it is that through wounding, you know, there is reason for your fears. I'm sure there are situations in your childhood or there are situations in previous relationships that created that pain, that created that fear. It doesn't come from nothing. And sometimes it comes from past lives too. But you have an opportunity this year, the year of completion and miracles, to bring closure to this, to open yourself up to a new experience of self. So we want to go over this, so St. Germain wants to address this. And so I invite you to do a short meditation and think about where you find yourself at in relationships with those around you. Before I turn the word over to St. Germain, let me just remind you again that all of this path of transformation, this pathway towards enlightenment that you're on, is first and foremost for you to liberate yourself from the past and to step forth as a beautiful goddess or god energy to experience your divine self. This is not about pointing fingers or punishment or you should have done better, you should have made a different choice. Absolutely not. This is about you finding ways to create a loving relationship with your own self that then in turn will be reflected outward into loving relationships with the people around you. And often, you don't even know how this is going to take place. You know, you look for a relationship, you seek for the right partner, and you're looking all over the place, and sometimes it's just going to happen in the most unexpected way. So all that pre-planning, throw it out the window. Now that you are an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, now that you deserve the best, you deserve to be happy, you deserve to be loved, and that all of this power of transformation is about empowering you to see the beauty and that vastness that you are and the power of creation that is within you, in your own self, so that you can step into the world as an artist, creating your own artwork, creating your own sculptures of life, and become the one who creates a life worth being an example for others, showing that it does not have to be suffering. It does not have to be hardship. It can be joy, love, blissful, and filled with abundance on so many levels. And with that, I'm going to turn the word over to St. Germain. Thank you. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of awakening, at this time of deep purging, letting go of what no longer serves you. And there's no better way to know what does and does not serve you than looking at the relationships that are around you. It is so easy to get lost in a relationship, to feel unworthy, or to become codependent in some form or way. But the only true relationship that is between you and God, Source, Creator, all that is. And in this case, I don't want for you to see God, Source, Creator, all that is outside of yourself, but see it within you. See it as your core, as your most deepest and divine part of yourself. Bring it back to you. Because we don't want you to look outside of yourself first. We want you to look within you first when it comes to relationships. And so I invite you to close your eyes and to put your hand on your heart and to feel that God essence within you, that most divine self. And just for a moment, take a deep in-breath and a deep out-breath and feel that divine self in you. As Brigida so beautifully said, relationships that are not of the highest good, that you feel that you're failing at, it is not because you're doing something wrong. It is an opportunity for you to learn more about your own self. So release any shame or guilt, as there is no need for that. Shame and guilt only hold you back from the realization of who you truly are in relation to all that is. You hold a unique energy imprint. You hold a unique frequency within and around you. And so it is your uniqueness that makes you so beautiful and adorable and lovable. Don't deny yourself that uniqueness out of fear of being judged or rejected or ending up alone. The truth is, you're never alone. You can't be alone. Because everything is all one, and you are within all that is. So that fear of loneliness, that fear of ending up all by yourself, of not being provided for, not being taken care of, release it. We understand that that fear comes from memories where it truly felt like you were all alone. And at times, it still feels that way for you because you're an initiate and you've walked the path of enlightenment for quite some time already. And sometimes it feels like you have put so much work and effort into this. And yet here you are still within a human form among many who still choose to keep their eyes closed, who choose to be in a place of suffering and separation. And you wonder why you're here. What have you possibly done wrong in a past life that forces you into the type of relationships that you might experience at times, right here, right now? But I'm reminding you that you've come here to Earth for multiple reasons, not just one reason, but for multiple reasons. One of the reasons is to assist humanity in the awakening process. And how can you assist if not from within the darkness and the sleepful state that humanity finds itself in? And so you've chosen relationships that might not exactly have been the easiest ones, and yet they allowed you the full understanding of separation, of being asleep, of being lonely, And now as you walk your way back into the light, and as you move back into a place of all oneness, you're treading a path that is so powerful and that can help so many. And so it is by choice that you've entered certain relationships in your life. And again, these are opportunities to fulfill your mission on Earth. There's also another reason for you at times being in relationships with those who are so very different from you. And that is because through this difference, or overcoming the differences, you create a field of peace and grace that is so needed, not only on Earth, but within this galaxy and within all the galaxies. That is the greatest gift you can give to all that is the power of creating peace. So I invite you now to take another deep breath and to enter your heart, your beautiful heart. Just let your consciousness shift into your heart. And for some of you, your heart will be a place of many colors. For some, it will be a house with many doors. However you envision it, there is no right or wrong. But there are areas within your heart where you carry the memories of loss and of sadness and of disappointments and of wounds. And these no longer serve you. It's time for you to take your power back within your own self. And so, as you go deeper into your own heart, there's one sacred place. It has always been there. It creates your connection to your soul and your divine I Am presence. So I invite you to go deeper within. Go into that beautiful place that you can feel absolutely at peace. For some of you, it is where you've also placed your inner sanctuary, that sacred and most holiest place where you can be in meditation and where you can call in us to support you, to teach you, and to guide you. It is here now that we consciously want you to open a door. It is similar to opening a star portal. And this door, as it opens, brings in the radiant light of the sun, igniting the sun within you. But it is not alone. You can also feel the ray of the moon, of the lunar energy coming in through that door. And there's an interweaving of the silver and golden ray that you're bringing into you, and that you're bringing into every part of your physical self. It is that what helps you, bringing opposing forces within you together in sacred union. Often, you depict the other gender in a certain way. You see it in an idealized way, which is beautiful. And yet, you are sometimes putting it on a pedestal, or you're putting it out there in a manner that it cannot be reached because you're afraid of it. So I invite you now to call in your dream vision of that what you feel will complete you into this heart center, into the sacred place. Call it in whatever form it chooses to appear. Just your intention, call it in and envision it right in front of you. And this is a simple exercise. As the silver and golden ray continues to enter you, it interweaves itself into that what is you and that what you envision to be your counterpart. And it brings the two of you together. And so I want you to allow yourself to come closer to that what complements you, to that part of you that you've always been seeking deep within your heart. And you put titles on it, and you thought it had to be a certain person or a certain someone. I invite you to free yourself from all those titles and all of those descriptions and just allow it to be what your divine complement should be like. No titles, no expectations. Just let it become what it needs to be to complete you. And the golden and silver ray of the sun and the moon help bringing you together, help moving you into a loving embrace of each other. That is the type of relationship that you want to reinforce in your life, that you want to bring to you in its own unique way, without conditions though. Without saying that it can only be A, B, or C, without bringing up stories from the past that put limitations on it. This complementing energy is about feeling. It is about your soul. So now we are going to bring in your soul aspect to support this. So simply at this time, call on your divine soul to enter your inner sanctuary too, to feel it present and to feel it surround you and your divine complement. Simply feel that connection. Beautiful. Just let it embrace you. And we are not going to stop there. We are now also going to call on your divine I Am Presence to enter also this inner sanctuary and to overlight your soul aspect as well as you together with your divine complement, creating this beautiful cocoon of love and light around you. And within this cocoon, simply allow yourself to be at peace, to be willing to open your heart to receive that what completes you. Take a few deep breaths as we are preparing you now to receive the beautiful pink ray of love from the cosmic heart of the Christ. And for that, Archangel Chamuel and our Archangel Charity are also descending into your heart center. And they are now putting their hands on your heart as well as on the heart of your divine complement. Archangel Chamuel standing on one side, Archangel Charity standing on the other side, creating a circle of love around you. And as they are lifting their head, they're calling now on this unique cosmic Christ love ray to come down into you and in through your crown, into your heart, filling not only you up in that cocoon of your soul and your divine I Am Presence, filling not only your divine complement up as a part of this, but also starting to move into those pockets of your heart that you can feel have been holding you back, because they are holding the stories of the past. They're holding the stories of unrequited love. They're holding the stories of loss of love, of rejection, of pain and sorrow. And so this love ray not only brings you and your divine complement closer, but it starts working on all parts of your heart. And for that, we are going to play another piece of music and acknowledge that this pink ray of love, this cosmic Christ ray of love, as it enters you, will continue to move through your heart, to move through your body, bringing love where there's pain, bringing light where there's darkness, bringing joy where there's despair, and bringing hope where you've forgotten that you too can be happy. So open yourself up, receive, 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 and allow this to take place. Just use your in-breath and out-breath as that ray is still continuing to work, to open your heart, to bring healing to those wounds, to connect you more deeply to that, what makes you whole, what makes you remember that you are all one, that you're not separate. And so I invite you now to let your consciousness expand for a moment outwards. And as your consciousness expands outwards, away from your body, into your life, that ray that is coming into you expands with you. And so move through your life. Move now and touch all the relationships in your life, all the people that are in your life, not just the ones that hold meaning to you, but all those, even those from the past that you still feel you couldn't forgive or that you can't forget or that you can't release. Touch them now with that ray that is so much part of you. And as you touch these relationships, as you allow your consciousness to travel into the past or the future or into different aspects of your life, you bring healing to those relationships. you're going to be able to allow them to integrate back into all that is, into the vastness. So not a piece of your soul or a piece of you is still stuck in the past or in the future or in some other relationships at the present moment. You can bring yourself back to the here and now and move into full alignment with your soul and your divine I'm presence by bringing all these lost pieces back to you. That's what this is all about. Often you can't move forward into a healthy relationship because there are all these pieces that are still lost in previous relationships, in childhood memories, in past life situations. And you might not remember the past lives, and that is okay. You don't need to, because whatever traumatic situation you had in a past life, it will come up in this lifetime again. So in many ways, it is not necessary for you to focus so much on past lives, but focus on your present life. And as you bring healing to your present life, it will bring healing to all other lifetimes you have simultaneously at the same time. And so, reach out. Use your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, to reach out in waves and bring that beautiful pink ray out into your life, into your work situation, into your family, into your husbands or wives or boyfriends or girlfriends or any relationship, to your children. And just know that there is power in radiating love out into all of your relationships. Just know that this is how transformation can take place. Because within the violet ray of transformation is the ray of love. Always has been, always will be, as it is the only true tool of healing that can bring about peace and harmony again. And harmony is key in all of this. Harmony is so important in your life. So become aware that you've allowed chaos to be your directive, where you've allowed to focus too much on the noise outside of yourself instead of going within and listen to the gentle voice of your divine presence that is always there for you. So bring your consciousness now back to you. Bring it back inside. You can continue this work throughout the next 24 hours, because this ray will continue to pour into you. So take the time after you've taken part in this to continue the work, to sit in meditation, to feel this ray of love entering you, to fill you up, and to send it out to wherever it is needed within your own life. I ask you, please, to, for this time, focus on you and your life and your relationships. I know that you have this deep desire to always support Earth, and it would be very easy for you to use this ray of love to bring it to places where there's chaos, where there's war, where there's poverty, where there's hunger. But in this case, I truly ask you to work on you so that you become the power of transformation that affects all through you being the source energy. Because what you do for yourself will go out in waves to your surroundings, and it will affect others, I promise you. So focus on you this time. You are the starting point and you're the ending point. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are that serpent that bites its own tail as a symbol for completion, for wholeness,
as you become whole, you're creating a pathway into the collective consciousness, helping others to tread the path to become whole. And as you begin to live your daily life, as you go out into the world tomorrow, or even tonight, or whenever you listen to it, and whatever time of day it is at that point, whenever you go back out into your life, become aware of this vibration of love that not only is continuing to flow into you, but that is being activated and fully anchored within the core of your heart to continue to be a fountain of love that you can have access to at any moment in time. And then use that love and send it out. Only then, only after you've taken care of your own self, but send it out from you being present. Don't send it to other continents, but be that flame of love, that walking essence of love. When you enter a store, when you go and meet someone, no matter where you are, when you go out and eat, whatever it is you do, whenever you gather with others, whatever it is, become aware that you are a source of a vibration of love. And it's not even that you have to do anything. Simply shift your awareness and live in the knowing that you are the power of love in action. And that is how you bring transformation into the world. Always, and most importantly, not only always, but through conscious choice. It is always about conscious choice. Choose to be love. Choose to be peace. Choose to come from a place of oneness. And by coming from a place of oneness, understand that through cause and effect, everything is part of you. And sometimes the uncomfortable parts you witness are simply a reminder to you that it's time to walk away from something, that it's time for you to make a different choice. That's all. Not that you are ugly or aggressive or a warrior, but sometimes the aggressiveness of someone else is a reminder for you that it's time to step away, to no longer participate in this kind of dynamic. That's all. That's it. And so remember that you hold the power. You are a beautiful, powerful, most loved being of light in a physical form. You are spirit in physical form, and you do make a difference. So use your relationships as a beautiful tool to show you when it's time to make a different choice. Archangel Chamriel and Achaia Charity will continue to work with you too for the next 24 hours. Simply be aware that they are going to continue to weave this essence of love into you. You can also open yourself up at any moment in time to the rays of the sun and the rays of the moon. As you bring them into you, they activate the lunar and solar energies within you too, bringing balance to the masculine and feminine side within you. As above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself, as you shift your inner self, the outer world will change too. I promise you. And so acknowledge that in your life, all that counts right now is how you are willing to see yourself when you look upon your mirror image. What is it that you see? What is it that you embrace about yourself? And the more you love yourself, the more you can accept all of you, the more you're in alignment with your divine I Am presence. because there's never any judgment from any of us. There's only the purity of love we have for you. So love yourself too, as you're worthy of this love. And you don't have to do anything, just allow it to unfold and to take place. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain, and I am going to continue to work with you on this path of transformation you're on, because you are truly doing this for humanity as a whole, and we are deeply grateful for your willingness to be here at this time of great transformation. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Saint Germain. I am filled with gratitude for you coming through to everyone. And I also thank all of the listeners for being part of our show today again. You know, without you, it wouldn't even be possible. So thank you. And I know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week, where the focus is on peace and gratitude and grace and that whole aspect also of allowing yourself to rest. And so next, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Make sure to listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. I knew this would happen sooner or later. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. This will close the show for now today, because I'm just going to get myself all messed up one more time. So blessings to all of you. My love is with you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.